listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Great first half hour today. Chief Police Mike Geyer, Chief of Police, I guess I should say, and Brian Ollerid with America Praise on the phone with us the first half hour. And now we're joined in studio by Albuquerque Police Department, Deputy Chief of Staff Elizabeth Armijo, and the Director of Recruiting for APD, Dave Romo. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Jim, thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
And I know you don't have enough to do, so this is really appreciated because I know it's a time out of your day and you have 9,000 things you're doing. And I can't imagine having a shortage in the department like you have. And you both came into this department understanding the challenges that you would face. Come on to the Mike Geyer team and the Albuquerque team and the mayor's team, and you knew what was in front of you. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about you. Chief Geyer mentioned you came from the state police. Tell us a little bit about your role and why you decided to accept it.
Yeah, I'm happy to. And, you know, again, it's a pleasure to be here in this kind of an audience where we know we have so much support. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it, and it means so much to us in the department. So thank you for that. And yes, that is correct. I've got about 15 years in law enforcement, and I started with the state police, had a wonderful career there, and can't speak highly enough about that agency. You know, I had a pretty amazing job opportunity presented to me from APD, and it wasn't something at the time that I was looking for. But it was presented to me, and it was something that the more I looked into it, I live in Albuquerque. My kids go to school in Albuquerque. I'm very familiar with the needs in Albuquerque. I felt like this was my opportunity. It was a God-given opportunity for me to take this role and try to do as much with it as I can. Mm-hmm. And that has been my goal since day one stepping into APD. The Albuquerque Police Department has been just a wonderful new family for me. They accepted me. There's been many new challenges that I didn't have to deal with prior, but the police department has been, I see these officers that work so hard. They give their lives to this community, and they are dealing with incredible challenges day in and day out, and I just feel like we as a department, we as a city, we've got to do more for them. Mm. And so that is my goal right now. For as long as I am here with APD, my goal is to, along with the chief, deal with the issues in our community, crime reduction, but then get more officers on the street. Mm. We got to get help for these guys working so hard. The ladies that are out there, you know, making huge sacrifices, we owe it to them to do as much as we can to keep them healthy, to keep them safe, to keep them motivated. And so that's my role at the time.
And the gentleman sitting right next to you is kind of helping you out with getting more officers. Dave Romo, your director of recruiting for APD.
Sir.
And I noticed just going on the website, Dave, that there's some things that have changed. For example, there's not a college degree now required.
We have dropped the 32 college credit hour standard, yes.
And I've also found out that in the last 4 or 5 years since your administration took over 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
the pay has increased.
Pay has increased. We had a really good contract 2 years ago, and it's been tremendous in helping us with recruiting efforts.
We have a lot of listeners, mm-hmm. high school people all the way up to old people like me over 60. And tell us what you're looking for as a police officer. What kind of person? Because I have to tell you this, and I hope you don't think I'm trivializing the pressures you guys are under, because I
sure.
do not want to do that. But I've had bad behavior yelling at basketball officials. And I observe some of the things I see police officers dealing with, and I
sure.
think, if I was that police officer, I would flip out. And you guys maintain this professional
sure.
Appearance, presence. I don't ever see anybody losing their temper. And I know the officers are not all perfect.
Right.
But
right.
I've seen people just stand up through some things that were just crazy coming mm-hmm. at them from the public. So what do you look for, Dave, in somebody
sure.
that qualifies to handle that?
So I can just give you a little experience. Like 30 years ago when I came on, what we looked for in a police officer was different than what we look for now. Mm. We were looking for door kickers, and our culture was different. Mm. Now we're looking for people who care about our community, people who want to make a difference in our community, whether you're a 6'4", 240-pound man, or you're a 5'2", 110-pound female. We want somebody who wants to make a difference in the community. We're looking for somebody who might want to buy a Happy Meal for a hungry person. Mm. And so our whole culture in our department has changed. Our face of our department has changed. We're a young department, and we're a great department. And like you said, our officers are constantly dealing with very difficult situations and situations that are challenging. And how we train our officers now is to de-escalate, is to verbally talk to somebody who may be agitated or who may be disorderly. And we're going to do everything in our power to de-escalate that situation verbally without having to put any hands on anybody and try to resolve it that way. So it's a very unique person that we're looking for. And so the demographics of Christian people who are from this demographics really do fall under that criteria of what we're looking for. We want people with honor, with character, with integrity. And we're going to instill that in them in the academy. But the basics of what we want, the basic foundations of what we want in an individual are from this demographics. Mm. So having this wonderful opportunity to speak to our Christian community, I would tell those folks that are interested in being police officers, have ever thought about being a police officer, just want to call and talk about the different options, to give us a call. We have a great website.
Go ahead and give out that number.
Sure, absolutely. Website. So our recruiting phone number is 505-343-5040. 343-5040. And then our website is apdonline.com. And it's kind of going through a change right now. We're evolving from, we're just trying to make it more dynamic. You know, we want the very best men and women in our community to join our department. Mm. Hands down. They go through a very extensive selection process. So we're very selective. People are saying that we've lowered our standards. We have not lowered our standards. We have used more discretion on how we evaluate our applicants. The 32 college credit hours, again, was a discretionary call where we feel we can get quality individuals to join our department without having those 32 college credit hours. Mm-hmm. If we have a young man or young woman that's worked at AutoZone for 5 years and they're have a fantastic work history. They make great decisions. They've led a good, clean life, which means basically they haven't committed any felonies. They don't use drugs. Those are the kind of folks we want. So necessarily not having 32 college credit hours is the answer for getting good candidates. So we are actively looking for police officers, lateral police officers. And so, please give us a call at recruiting. Visit our website. It's going to be going through some changes, but talk to a recruiter, ask questions. And, you know, I tell this to all my applicants that I visit with, that you're not really committing to becoming a police officer until you've completed the selection process. So you got to go through the testing. You got to go through the background process. You go through your polygraph interview, your psychological interview, you visit with the chief, and then you do your medical, and then at that point they put a piece of paper in front of you and they offer you a job. Mm. That's when you pull the trigger. So I tell them to enjoy the selection process. It's challenging. It's a great life skill that you learn by going through this, mm-hmm. and you're not really pulling the trigger until the very end.
Yeah.
So.
Albuquerque Police Deputy Chief of Staff Elizabeth Armijo and the Director of Recruiting Dave Romo in studio with us here. We're going to be right back with another segment with them, so stay with us on ABQ Connect.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I offer caring, comfort, and support to patients and families at a very trying time in their lives. Making a difference is a wonderful blessing, both to them and to me.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi, friends. John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
We decided it was time for us to sell our home and move to a new location. When we came to the conclusion it was time to do that, we knew there was only one person we wanted to use as a realtor, and that was Dom Garcia.
He was a man of integrity, very humble. I think what I love the most about our transaction with him is not only did Dom pray with us, his wife did, Donna. And so we knew we were in good hands because we were with people that loved the Lord and wasn't afraid to show that. We put our house on for sale, and within 2 days, we had got a cash offer.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
I'll call it mental or creative energy. Now, in my line of work, this tank is the most difficult to keep filled. I'll just tell you a little bit about what I do. On top of leading our church that has about 750 employees in 33 different locations, on top of all that, I'll write about 60 different talks, meaning a sermon or a leadership talk a year. That's more than one a week. So I have to really keep this tank full. For me, I do this by doing two things, by taking in and by giving out. Taking in and giving out, let me explain. Taking in is being in any kind of environment that helps me intellectually or stimulates my creativity. For me, as an extrovert, it generally happens when I'm around people.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I love the kind of show that we're having today. We have the director of recruiting for the Albuquerque Police Department, Dave Romo, in studio with us, and the Albuquerque Police Department Deputy Chief of Staff. That's a lot, Elizabeth. We gotta get you an acronym or something.
I know. It's a lot to say.
Elizabeth, you have been in law enforcement for a long time. I don't want to sound chauvinistic at all, because I don't remotely want to imagine what it's like being a woman 20 plus years ago?
15. Now, yeah, about 15. 15.
Well, you're only 30.
Yeah.
So that's right. You started really young.
Very young.
But I want to ask you about what a career, how do you speak to the women that are listening about having a career as a law enforcement officer?
No, that's a valid question. And it's something that many law enforcement agencies, most, in fact, across the nation are asking. And here's what I would tell young women, moms, those interested in a career in law enforcement. The reality is it is a challenging job. But I will tell you for myself, it is honestly a calling. It is a calling that you feel. It is something that you want to do. It is a calling that you know that you were born to do. And I grew up in a family that no one was law enforcement. And even my parents at some point, they thought, you know, I would grow out of this desire that I had seen maybe too many cop shows, you name it. But there came a point I really was serious. I had a desire to serve. I had a desire to make a difference. But then I also had that desire to, you know, want to the more exciting parts of the job, to put bad guys in jail, to be out there. The reality is this job, it is extremely challenging, but it's hard. It's hard. You deal with the majority of your time, you're dealing with the worst people in society. They can be brutal. You have to stay mentally, physically, emotionally, healthy. That is a challenge. And then you start throwing in the dynamics of family life and children and other areas. It's hard. And it's especially hard for women. So that being said, it can be done, but it's a calling. And so the numbers are for women in law enforcement are much lower than men, and that's okay. But we want to encourage those, if you do feel that calling, if you do feel like this is where you are meant to be in life, we want to be that agency for those women that feel that call, because it is a wonderful agency. There are so many opportunities within APD for anyone, but for women especially. And I would love to be that, just that example as much as I can. And we have some phenomenal women in this department that can provide that example as well.
When you come into the department, pretty much everybody starts as like a patrol officer. Is that correct?
Yeah. Correct.
But then you have things like, and you'll have to explain what these are, tactical, violent crimes, property crimes, traffic investigators, special investigations. You can get into the training unit after you have some time under your belt. Dave, maybe tell us a little bit about the opportunities and where you can grow and how you can develop.
Sure. So I'm going to say this first, that I think every police department in our state is an awesome police department. They're all rock stars. They do an amazing job. And I say this very humbly, but the Albuquerque Police Department is the varsity team in New Mexico. We have the most officers. We have the most resources. So after your first year of probation and you complete that successfully, you're eligible to do 25 different jobs in our department. You don't lose any pay. You don't lose any benefits. If you feel like working the street for a few more years, you have that option. If you feel like going inside and maybe being a detective and working auto theft or homicide or having a specialty unit, like maybe you've always wanted to be a tactical guy. You've always wanted to either work with dogs or bombs or be a SWAT guy. You have that opportunity. If you're a motorcycle guy and you've always wanted to ride motorcycles and write tickets, you have that opportunity with APD. So we have 25 plus different jobs that anybody in our department can do. And other agencies have them, but they're small, where we have big alternate units, other units where there's just so much opportunity with APD. The pay is significant when you start. You can live very comfortably as a police officer here. You can provide for your family very comfortably as a police officer here in Albuquerque. And again, I say this humbly, but being the biggest and most diverse department in this state should be appealing to everybody. And like I said, you may have a niche for something that you might want to do after you spend a couple years in the street. We're going to have that opportunity for you, where a lot of other departments are really not. It's going to be difficult to get into detectives or to vice or to just the different, different units that we have. So you can become a recruiter.
At what age are you eligible to start looking at becoming an officer?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, as an officer, you have to be 21.
Okay.
But we do have a PSA program where you can actually apply to at the age of 18. And so that's our police service aid program. We have a lot of young people interested in law enforcement that come to this program. And it's great because they can work and get a really good feel of the department, what the department does, the needs, the culture, and then in a couple years apply to be an officer.
I want to appeal in some way, not negatively. I don't like to have people on my show that complain unless they also propose a solution.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, nothing's perfect. All of us are working together for our community. But I have to ask you guys, what do we need judges to start doing in our state to support your efforts?
You know, I think just all the way around, we've got some really deep needs in our community, and we do have an issue with crime. Our officers are arresting people, the same people, day in and day out. And, you know, we've got to have, quite frankly, we got to have people, we got to have the bad guys stay in jail.
Yeah.
And I think everybody feels that, but the officers feel that too. And there's a lot of dynamics that go behind that, and we won't get into that. But our officers are working hard. They are doing their job. They are some of the hardest working officers in the country. And it is frustrating to them to see the same people, to recognize them. We have criminals that are sitting in their back seat telling them, I will be out of jail before you get home tonight.
Wow.
And it's frustrating. Mm-hmm. So we need the community to call their city leaders, to call the state leaders, to make changes legislatively that need to be made so that the people that need to go to jail stay in jail. And so that would be our request, is just that we gotta make some changes.
Well, I want to emphasize this is coming from me, not you.
Right.
We're about to have an election for the President of the United States in November of this year. That is also going to include an election for all 112 of the state representatives in both the House and the state Senate in New Mexico. I'm really trying to encourage people to go to various websites to find out how their current representatives are voting. Number one, you need to find out who your representatives are. You need to contact them. We need to have these judges that are also running for re-election. We need them evaluated. We need the public to know what they're doing. How many times have they let a habitual criminal out of jail and all of these different things? Because I know you guys are working really, really hard. I want to ask you if there's something fun about being a police officer.
In my humble opinion, I think it's, and I say this again very humbly, but, you know, when I talk to applicants and I tell them it's a front row seat to the greatest show on earth, you are going to see you're going to see things that nobody else sees in this community. You're going to be able to help children. You're going to be able to help families in times of need. You're going to see the worst that our community has to offer. You may be the first officer there on a scene that a victim has been shot, and you're applying first aid and putting a chest seal on that person, putting a tourniquet and trying to save that person's life. You're still going to be able to chase bad guys. You're still going to be able to do the fun things in law enforcement. And, you know, there's nothing probably more rewarding than putting a bad guy in jail that deserves to be in jail. I think, you know, we talk about police officers, and they come from the human race. Mm-hmm. We talk about the heart behind the badge. So like Deputy Chief Armijo said, it's a calling. You have to have that heart of service to do this job. You will not be successful if you're here for any other reason than to serve and to serve, with, you know, integrity and with character, with honor. And those are the foundations of our department. But there is a lot of, as busy as our officers are, I know that they do a lot of fun things out there. Mm-hmm. But like I said, if I can just end it one way, it's the greatest show, front row seat to the greatest show on earth.
Well, I have to share with you guys, you don't know this background about me, but I graduated from the University of New Mexico in 1980. I was a Lobo basketball player. I sat next to the coach most of my career, but I had a little fun my last 2 years. And when I was done, I knew a lot of police officers, primarily men, that were basketball players. And so I started helping coach the APD team that went to the National Police Olympics. And we made it to the finals 3 or 4 times, you know, little New Mexico playing against LA's and Las Vegas's and Houston's. Right. And we had a great time. We That's made awesome. It to the finals. Now, we didn't win it, but we had a great time. And that was something that was fun. But I could see the officers. I mean, there's a couple guys like Keel Higgins. He's still on your force. He was a New Mexico baseball player, and he's a great basketball player. Yep. These guys would just use this as a way to just get out some of the stuff they had to deal with on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Elizabeth, leave us with something that the public can do to encourage officers. If you see an officer today, how would you want somebody to encourage that person?
Well, first of all, no officer is going to ask for, you know, they know what they signed up for. Mm-hmm. But encouragement goes a long way. So we would just ask you, pray for our officers, say thank you, let them know that you care. And it will go farther than you can imagine.
You guys are awesome. I knew the time would fly. We hope you'll come back on the program. Thanks for joining us.
It was an honor, sir.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.